Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, you got Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And that's 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now a brand new radio station, Signal. We're all very, very excited about this, 94.9 FM. So, yeah, you can get your fix that way. Also, the Facebook live stream. We stream our live shows Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Hi. And feel free to include comments there if you wish. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines now. And this is for people who care a lot about Donald Trump and care a lot about pedophiles. My guess is that includes you, at least in one of those two categories. Either you care about Donald Trump because you love him or hate him, or you care about pedophiles because, well, you hate them, unless you're one. And probably even then you hate yourself. But this thing with Epstein Island, this thing with the Epstein client list, it's just, it is burning up Twitter. It is absolutely burning up Twitter. An awful lot of Trump supporters are really, really, really upset about this. Donald Trump is not getting a pass on this one. He's not getting a pass on this. He does not read the room right at all. So here's the question. Should President Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who flew to Epstein Island? Yes or no? Call me now and vote yes or no. I have my official studio piece of paper here. I've drawn a line across, one side saying yes, the other side no, a line down the middle, and we're going to be tallying the results. The Dimitri Hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Your vote matters. If you care strongly about Donald Trump one way or the other, or if you care strongly about pedophiles one way or the other, I want to hear your vote. Tell me how you vote and why. Should President Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who flew to Epstein Island? Yes or no? 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. If you just joined us, we've got a montage here of all of their promises. One line is open. Call right now.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
I guess I would.
Release the list.
Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
Will you work with me on this issue so we know who worked with Jeffrey Epstein in building these sex trafficking rings?
Absolutely, Senator. Child sex trafficking has no place in the United States of America, and I will do everything, if confirmed as FBI director, to make sure the American public knows the full weight of what happened in the past and how we are going to countermand missing children and exploited children going forward.
Just last week, the president's excellent pick for FBI director, Kash Patel, vowed to work with me in releasing the Epstein records and breaking apart the trafficking rings that harm countless women and children across our country.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that.
All this evidence is sitting in the Southern District of New York.
No.
So based on that, I gave them the deadline, Friday at 8. A truckload of evidence arrived. It's now in the possession of the FBI. Cash is going to get me and himself, really, a detailed report as to why all these documents and evidence had been withheld. It's a new administration, and everything's going to come out to the public. The public has a right to know. Americans have a right to know.
I know the Attorney General has committed to releasing those files. I would defer you to the Department of Justice on her timeline, but when she has made a promise in the past, she has kept it, and I'm certain that she will in this case as well.
Welcome back, everybody. 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Case closed. The Justice Department revealing Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide and insists there is no secret client list out there.
Can you believe this? Big Willie 1055, what's your first name?
Tom.
Tom, where are you calling from?
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport, great. Who's
Jeffrey Epstein? You should be talking about the floods.
All right, we've been talking about the floods. So should President Donald Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who... All right, one more time. This is not hard. This is Dimitri's semi-scientific survey. We have a state-of-the-art phone system here. We have dedicated phone lines just for you. The number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I asked the question. You think about the question. You have an answer to the question. You pick up your phone. You call 740-325-1490. The phone rings on your end. It flashes on my end. I push line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from? How do you vote? I tally the results. This is not rocket surgery. This is not brain science. This is just, it's not that hard. Hold on a second, I got another call. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. What's your name?
Yeah, Bob.
Bob, where are you calling from?
Whaling,
okay. Should President Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who flew to Epstein Island?
No. I'm a Trump supporter, but no, not on this one.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for knowing how to operate this entire system and the whole grasping the entire concept. Now, there's a good man right there. Right there. That's a good man. He understood the whole concept of Dimitri's semi-scientific survey. He heard the question. Should President Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who flew to Epstein Island? He thought about it. He called. I answered. He wasn't a jerk about it. He said his name is Tom from Whaling, and he voted no. Except it's not that hard. It's not that complicated. So far, it's a landslide. MAGA Nation is saying no. Well, here it is. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. The lies are just absolutely unbelievable.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
I guess I would.
Release the list. Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
Will you work with me on this issue so we know who worked with Jeffrey Epstein in building these sex trafficking rings?
Absolutely, Senator. Child sex trafficking has no place in the United States of America, and I will do everything, if confirmed as FBI director, to make sure the American public knows the full weight of what happened in the past and how we are going to countermand missing children and exploited children going forward.
Just last week, the president's excellent pick for FBI director, Kash Patel, vowed to work with me in releasing the Epstein records and breaking apart the trafficking rings that harm countless women and children across our country.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that.
All this evidence is sitting in the Southern District of New York.
Yeah.
So based on that, I gave them the deadline, Friday at 8, a truckload of evidence arrived. It's now in the possession of the FBI. Cash is going to get me and himself, really, a detailed report as to why all these documents and evidence had been withheld. It's a new administration, and everything's going to come out to the public. The public has a right to know. Americans have a right to know.
I know the Attorney General has committed to releasing those files. I would defer you to the Department of Justice on her timeline, but when she has made a promise in the past, she has kept it, and I'm certain that she will in this case as well.
Welcome back, everybody. 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Case closed. The Justice Department revealing Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide and insists there is no secret client list out there.
it's unbelievable. 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. The question. We want your vote. Your vote matters. Should President Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who flew to Epstein Island? So far, it's a landslide. Overwhelming response is no. But your vote matters. Call now. It really is just astonishing to me how Trump could have screwed up so badly on this one. Because he's been pretty much batting 1,000 with his base. One promise kept after another promise. Now, I realize that Trump opponents can't stand him. They got Trump derangement syndrome. They lose their minds. Their heads explode. The foam comes out of their mouth. Their eyes, you know, just pop out. It's insane. But regarding Trump supporters, regarding the base, which is quite a substantial base, he's been hitting home runs. Promises made, promises kept repeatedly. Very good economic news, very good news regarding tariffs. The initial response regarding tariffs has been fantastic. And by the way, and I read this on Twitter, I thought it was a wonderful question. If tariffs are so bad, Trump opponents and the media say, oh, tariffs are bad, they're terrible. Well, if they're bad, if they're terrible, then why do virtually all the other countries in the world have them? And they have pretty stiff ones, including Canada and the EU and England and Japan and on and on and on. If they're so bad, why are all these countries that are thriving, why do they all have such high tariffs? I thought it was a great question. But again, success after success, inflation rate going down, gas prices going down, more jobs for American-born workers. The border is essentially now sealed, and they're getting rid of the illegals. Promises made, promises kept, time and time again. I mean, he was just rolling. The opposition didn't know what to do. They still don't know what to do. They know they hate Trump. And if they get the support again in the House, if they get the majority of the seats in the next election, which they may now in light of this pedophile protection thing, they'll probably try to impeach him again. But this is an unforced error. When President Trump is essentially taking the side of multi-billionaire pedophiles to protect them and to protect governments, whether it's the United States government or foreign governments who were involved with this Epstein blackmailing operation, when he's taking their side as opposed to the side of the victims of the pedophiles, typically little girls, I don't know how anyone can back him on this one, including his strongest supporters. Even in MAGA Nation, people who would walk on glass, walk through a brick wall, walk into a burning building for him. Even they are going, hey, whoa, wait a minute here. You told us, you and everybody connected with your administration told us that, oh yeah, we're going to see that list and then people are going to be held accountable. We're going to clean up everything. We're going to clean up the deep state, clean up the FBI, clean up the DOJ. We're going to have the right people in there, finally. I believed it. Did you? And now this? And then his response, trying to run cover for Pam Bondi at that last cabinet meeting, where it was going on and on about, oh, Epstein's old news, who cares, we need to move on, we got to stay focused, this, that, or the other, and his recent news release saying that he supports Pam Bondi and we need to focus on everything else except the pedophiles on Epstein Island. This has been a catastrophic political mistake by President Trump. Catastrophic. His supporters, many of his supporters, will not give him a pass on this. They still love him. They still appreciate all the policies and back him 100% with so many of them, but they will not give him a pass on this. This will not happen.